Once upon a time, don't these words make you want to lean in a little closer? More so than if I said something like, "Good morning. Today we're going to talk about narrative theology." You know, there's something about the telling of stories that immediately grabs us and draws us in. I think about some of the great lines from famous novels or TVs. You know, the one that came to mind was, "Call me Ishmael," famous first line of Moby Dick. Or how about this one? "A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away." You know that this is the beginning of a story, and it tells us that something is going to unfold. There'll be a beginning, and we're going to get to know these characters and their history, and then there's going to be conflict and tension and resolution of that tension, and then the story will end, hopefully leaving us in a different place than when we began. Stories are one way that we make meaning out of our lives. When we fashion a story and we tell it out loud to each other, we see how our lives and our individual and unique stories intersect and mingle and connect with one another. Religion, of course, is another way that we seek to make meaning out of our lives, because every religious tradition begins with a story. Judaism, Christianity, Islam are all shaped by telling of three interconnected and overlapping stories. Our own faith tradition, Unitarian Universalism, has a rich history, which is part of the Protestant Christian story. And it has its beginnings across the Atlantic in our partner churches in Transylvania, such as in Deva. And then that story was later shaped here in the United States by the humanist influence and pagan and earth-based and other religious and spiritual stories. As Unitarian Universalists, we are inheritors of a historical tradition, but we've also been given the freedom to understand and interpret that tradition through the lens of our own lived experience. So in other words, it is the stories of our lives intersecting with the story of this faith tradition in general and this fellowship in particular that make up narrative theology. Narrative theology is not based on a truth that is handed to you, that you are expected to memorize and digest, but rather a truth that is revealed by the telling of stories and then the reflection on what those stories mean. As I said, we tell stories because we are meaning-making creatures. We want to know why things happen and what our role in that might be, and speculate on what might have happened if the storyline went in another direction. Sometimes we live vicariously through these stories, safe from perils, but learning from them nevertheless. So this year seemed like a good one to engage in what I'm calling a story year. And I'm framing the themes of each month's service with a question. Tell me a story about a time when you. And then each month we'll have a different reflection. Tell me a story about a time when you faced your fears. Tell me a story about a time when you felt most alive. It's my hope that the entire congregation will take up these monthly themes, whether through your own private journaling or in contemplative time, in small groups, in coffee hour conversations. Maybe you'll be inspired to write something, and if you want to send it to me, that would be fantastic. It would be neat to collect those stories and have them for your review at the end of the year. But not only do I hope to hear your stories, there is a larger narrative to be written, and that's the story of this fellowship that will be shared with the candidates, one of whom will be your next senior minister. It's a story of who you are and what's important to you, and of this location in the Fox Cities, and what does it mean to be a liberal religious institution in this area at this time. That's the story that your search committee will be crafting with your help. It's the story of your vision and your mission for yourself and for the future. And that's the story that your governing board will be shaping this year with your help. Because this is not a place, as well you know, that the, you know, this is not a place where the ministers tell you who you are or what you should believe and what you should do with those beliefs. It is by the telling and hearing of true tales that we fashion a fellowship and in part fashion a theology that we live by. So this morning, instead of a longer sermon from me, you're going to get a lot of sermons from me this year, so I wanted to allow time to kick off this year the story properly. And what better way than to have you tell one another a part of your story? So instead of the traditional congregational response time, I'm going to ask you to think about your response to this invitation.